Hey everyone out there on the internet, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are in fact listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, I bet at home you're wondering, hey, how can I meet these two fine kids in person? Carolyn's about to tell you how.
Yes, we have three remaining tour dates for 2009. You can join us on May 24th at DC Counterculture Festival in Vienna, Virginia. Then on September 26th and 27th, we will be at Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland. And finally, on October 10th and 11th, we will be at Baltimore Comic Con.
Hey, Carolyn, where can they meet us on the web? Like, what's our webpage?
Oh, it's www.curls-studio.com.
Man, I love this internet. See y'all later. Enjoy the show.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. We are back, and it's March 15th, 2009. We're back with Huzzard in the studio. Say hi.
Hello.
We're enjoying this John Cena music. We have by request. On our Twitter, we posted. We were just about to start the show, and we said, post any comments or questions or topics you want to hear about. And so Brian from the Dollar Bin has requested that we talk about WWE WrestleMania.
Yes. Well, I don't know, but you know,
so this show is just for you, Brian.
It was or at least this section of the show.
Yeah, this section of the show is dedicated to Mater.
I think I misspelled that on my Twitter. Oh, that's fine.
Yes, but Joe, there was a time in our lives where every pay-per-view
we would watch.
Every week there was a pay-per-view, it seemed.
What was that? That was like 11th and 10th and 12th grade or whatever it was.
It was just basically middle school through high school.
You know what's the greatest thing is that it actually began with... You were there at the beginning because, you know, it did start with me and Matt Charles would watch that. And then somehow you came into that, right?
Yes.
And then he dropped off and then it was me, you and I. And then we started watching and then that drafted off to more people.
Yeah.
And then we almost died.
Yeah, we had gigantic pay-per-view. We had like 12 people at one time.
We used to watch every wrestling show.
Oh, and then you get Popeyes, too. I remember some of the bigger ones.
No, but Popeyes was introduced later, though. Yeah. This was in 8th grade.
Oh, I wasn't involved in the 8th grade parties.
See, this year's WrestleMania is going to be at Joe's house. And I have,
as opposed to where it was last year.
Well, I was at a baseball game. See, and so...
Word life.
And food is very important to these events. Whether it's been ordering, you know, New York style pizza from Pizza Hut,
yeah,
or all the other things we've done, Popeyes, you know, other things, this year is special because I'm on a quest. I'm on a mission from God.
Like the Prince of Persia.
Is it a meat crust?
Yes,
are you gonna
it is.
Order meat online on the internet?
No.
Wait,
no.
Did you just say a meat? Did you say a meat crust?
No.
Quest.
I was gonna say a meat crust.
No. I am going to make the perfect hamburger. See, I got a meat grinder.
What about cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburger, hamburger, same thing. You can put cheese on top. It's the fully customizable hamburger.
How so?
Wait.
Fully customizable hamburger. It's fully customizable.
Explain in further detail.
Not only do you get to choose your toppings, not only can you have lettuce, tomato, and onions on your hamburger.
Isn't this like
Five Guys? Or have your way?
This is fully customizable. The level of customization is even more intense than Five Guys. We go to the levels that Five Guys won't dare to go.
Wait, who's we? Who is this we?
What is this hostile Five Guys takeover?
Who is this entity that you speak of besides yourself?
Apparently it's going to be us on April 5th.
Yes, but we are going to make the perfect hamburger. I have found the perfect meat combination.
Are you going to reveal this on the air?
I will reveal it right now on the air.
Okay.
All right.
But have you tested this yet?
When this show, I've tested it
on myself.
Now, when this show airs, I think, is it going to be a week before WrestleMania? I don't know.
I hope you're not going to go Mrs. Lovett on the hamburger.
No, no. I will tell you, the meat combination right now that I have discovered that is the perfect combination for hamburgers is beef short rib and skirt steak.
Like, you describe this taste?
It tastes delicious. There's no way to describe it. You have to try it for yourself.
It tastes delicious?
Yes, it tastes like delicious.
Like, can we break it down?
So
can
are,
we
you have gonna, it? Are you going to make this before you come
I'm
over?
I'm going to grind the meat before I come over and
okay,
bring
good.
Just a bag of meat. I'm
why,
not going to grind
Why don't we just film
Wait,
you grind
gonna,
the meat we can and we can post it on the
no,
air?
I don't know if I want to be around for the grinding of the meat.
Wait, you're going to personally grind the meat? I just realized
yes.
what you said.
That's why it's the fully customizable burger.
Wait, but see... Okay, wait. Are we gonna grill them at Joe's house?
Yes.
Fully customizable.
I hope it's good weather so we can do it outside. Were you there that one time where Joe's grill was on fire? Like literally the whole thing was on fire. I was just sitting back like laughing and I wasn't doing anything.
We caught it on fire. We tried to
I was taking photos of it on fire.
I've learned one lesson in my life. I've learned one important lesson. When something goes wrong...
I learned one lesson
good
in my life.
Good for you, Hazard.
When something goes wrong, when you see something going bad, don't try to fix it, because you're probably going to make it worse. You see, a piece of chicken was falling from the grill into the flames. And we tried to save the one piece of chicken instead of sacrificing it to the flames, and then all the other pieces of chicken fell into the fire. And then the fire went boom.
That's that metaphor, like, you can't, like, do you want to save one to save million? What is it? Like, something like that? Yeah. Putting someone's else is, I'm killing this one person to save millions or something like that, you know? No, that's what it was in The Watchmen. It was like, you're killing thousands, but to save billions. Yeah. That's what it is. But then when you lose at the end.
Yeah. Explain to me this customizable thing.
Well, not only can you customize the toppings, but you can customize the type of meat that goes into your burger.
What do you sound like? You're like a salesman, dude. You can buy this now for only $14.99.
You know that guy?
Call in the next 20 minutes and you get two.
Speaking of that Shamwell guy?
Yeah.
That became famous? His name is Vince. And he's on a new one now for like a slicing thing. Have you seen it?
No,
he
I have
still
not
wears
seen
like the headset. You know the guy I'm talking about.
Yes,
right?
I do.
Yeah, he has like this slicer thing, and basically, like, okay, imagine I have like a tomato on the counter, and then I put this little slicer thing on top of it, and I press it once, and it like say it slices it into like four pieces. So then if I keep it there and I slice it again, it'll be eight pieces. Like
wow.
It keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Like, and then if you like hit it like a, if you hit it like eight times, then it's like really, really like diced.
That sounds useful, but hard to clean.
Totally lost track. I was twittering. Lost track what you're talking about. What were you talking about?
No.
I missed
it. Repeat it.
No,
just
you, don't
for
have
you.
To, you don't have to repeat
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying, you know the Shamwell guy. There's like this
with
new...
What the dude with the spongy cloth?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has like the headset?
Yeah.
Okay, well that... Well, speaking of which, I heard on...
You're like, he's gay!
I heard on Elliot that like he claims to have
Elliot's
written...
Elliot's gay.
He claims to have written like many parts to like There's Something About Mary. I think that movie, and then like he got, I think he's like kind of like Alan Moore bitterish that like he, but not to the level of Alan Moore, because Alan Moore is like deservedly so to be bitter about all of his stuff.
Speaking of bitter, I just ate the peel on the orange.
Well, anyway, but I guess the Shamwell guy is like kind of like upset that apparently he wants to get credited to writing There's Something About Mary, but like didn't. So he was like all mad at Hollywood. So then he started doing infomercials. Okay, but anyway, what I'm getting at, Joe, listen.
Get at it.
Look at this, not at Twitter.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Like imagine that there's like a tomato like on here, like on a cutting board.
Yeah.
And then the new invention, I forget what it's called, but you like put it over the tomato and say you like hit it once.
Yeah.
And then it cuts it like four times. And if you hit it twice, it cuts it eight times. And if you keep hitting it, it like dices it more and more and more.
I've seen that before.
Okay.
Because if you buy it, doesn't it come extra?
Yeah, it comes with like other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but.
It slices. It dices.
Wait, I want to look up.
Wait,
that
wait,
guy.
Wait. We got to do our first request though. Okay, let's at least
wait.
Before we go on your topic, let's do at least one prediction here.
Pull up the.
Who do you think is going to be the winner of the in WrestleMania 25, where we're also going to be there live? Who is going to be the winner of Hazard? Your prediction for the first one. 25 Diva Battle Royal. Who's your winner?
For Miss WrestleMania title.
For Miss WrestleMania.
My
prediction. I hope the belt doesn't have butterflies on it.
Yes. Let's see. I haven't watched in a while.
So Melina.
I don't really know who's popular right now. But I'm going to say it's going to be probably... Who's that hot one that doesn't deserve to even have a job?
That's all of them. No, except for Mickie James and...
It's not going to be her. She's
Is she blonde or brunette? Good.
The blonde
Michelle
one.
Michelle McCool?
Yes, that one.
Oh,
Michelle
McCool. I hate Michelle McCool. She's such
we don't like Michelle McCool.
She's a giraffe-looking, ugly, implanted bitch.
She's terrible, but she's going to win.
Wow.
Because she's the one.
Because she's dating The Undertaker.
Yes.
In real life. But what about Melina?
No, she hasn't been pushed for like a year or
Joe's
longer.
Twittering again. So, Joe, what's your prediction for the Miss WrestleMania?
Sonny will win.
Who's Sonny?
Because they're getting other people from the past 25 years of WrestleMania to be on there.
Wow, she's that would be interesting.
Sonny, do you think Sable's going to be there?
Well, I don't know if she can. You know, she quit wrestling to go become more famous.
Did you really Wikipedia test? Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm. Test is still dead, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he's still dead, hanging out with
and no one
Benoit.
Cares.
Yeah, Benoit's like, get the fuck away from me.
Okay, the ShamWell guy, his name is Vince Offer.
Ah, his last name is Offer.
But the food chopper I was talking about is called the Slap Chop Food Chopper. Let's see. I wanted to see about...
I love oranges.
Oh, here it is. Okay, he claims... Okay, here's the underground comedy movie.
Underground comedy movie.
It said the film also led to several lawsuits. Copyright infringement from the Farley brothers. He claims that 14 scenes and there's something about Mary. Oh, I accidentally clicked on bologna sausage.
All right, back to you, Hazard. Bologna sausage. The ball's in your court.
Wait. And then taken from his own film, the Farley brothers responded, "We've never heard of him. We've never heard of his movie. And it's all a bunch of bologna," which I happen to click on.
And they happen to have a link to bologna sausage there.
Oh, and also in addition, he sued Anna Nicole Smith. What?
For being dead?
I don't know. So basically he's an ex-Scientologist who sued the Church of Scientology.
He's just suing people.
He's just suing everyone.
That's awesome.
ShamWow.
Where does he get all that money to sue people? Because don't you have to hire...
From suing people?
Did he win?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
See, I think that's what sucks about suing. Or if you get sued, it's like, well, if this guy has enough money, he can just keep on suing you. And you still gotta like waste all this money on lawyers and shit, right?
Well, that's why you just declare bankruptcy right away. Put him off
they
the
said,
pass.
Like, with his infomercial success, he says this is not my career and that he still considers himself to be in the film business.
Bro, what does he do?
In December 2008, he had previously sold kitchen utensils at swap meets. And then he's now for the infomercial for the kitchen utensil Slap Chop.
Slap Chop. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Slap Chop?
Well... Good luck with that.
Joe, you damn slap chop.
I didn't know he like...
Sounds like an insult to someone.
I didn't know he like sued everyone.
Yeah, now you don't like him anymore, right?
No, I mean,
you
like,
used to
think
he was cool. Now he's like, now he sues her. He's going to sue me.
I think he's like entertaining, dude. Like, let's look up slap chop.
What, on YouTube?
Yeah. See,
I'll sue you for copyright infringement.
Because we're about to steal his audio?
Oh yeah, we might get sued. Maybe that's not a good idea. But we're helping him.
Slap
I don't
chop.
Like the long version. Here's the 2-minute version.
There's a longer version of Slap Chop?
You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away with a slap. One slap, you got big chunks for stews. Two slaps, home fries in a second. And look at this. When you add a mushroom, the more you do it, the finer it gets. You don't have to switch any blades.
How hard is it to really invent this thing, man? That's some bullshit right there. It's just a blade that, like...
Once in a while, get the veggies in.
Like, you know, like in the pinball machine where you you just switch that over and put a blade on the end.
Here's a hard-boiled egg.
Basically, make it yourself at home. You add the green onion.
Basically, you could just use a real knife.
You add the ham.
Yeah.
Is this really? You're gonna have an exciting look at that egg. Now. Egg's getting fucked up.
Breakfast to go. You're gonna love breakfast to go.
I kind of like this guy because it's so random.
They're
gonna charge you
$1 for topping. This is the dude that's suing everybody. What if we take that slap chop?
Suing the Farley brothers, Anna Nicole Smith, and who else?
Imagine you slap chop his face. Oh.
Now these other ones, bacteria gets in the food, can't open.
He might sue us, Joe.
It's worthless. Forget about it.
What happens if he sees us?
Did you hear that?
Right, he did like a Robert Rodriguez thing.
There you go. These skins, the garlic. the onions with the skin. All right, this is making you cry and making me cry.
Life's making me cry.
You don't want to cry anymore. The skin's at the bottom. Hey, look, so you want a little bit of onions? You don't want to drag out the food processor? The skin comes right off. We're going to make America skinny again. One slap at a time.
It's a pretty great invention if you think about it.
Cheese, white cheese, yellow cheese in the container.
Oh, the grater.
Comes in the twister. And watch this.
Look
tacos.
At that.
Oh, man.
Man, I feel like, bikini, but I feel like this guy does such a good job. Right it's like, I feel like I need it.
And this guy right here, that's actually, what's his face? Fridge,
that Vince guy.
Vince Offer.
Yeah. $19.95,
but if you call now.
Call now, dude.
Within the next 20 minutes, because you know we can't do this all day. You're going to get the Grady absolutely free.
Have you ever done that?
What?
Have you ever done that?
Now?
You ever tried to call now?
No.
I'm just checking, dude.
Because I bet you right now on some network somewhere, this commercial is on. If you called right now and you said you're in that area, they give you the damn price.
Yeah, so they're probably just going to give it to you for free anyway, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's look at Shamwell.
Will Shamwell win at WrestleMania?
Imagine doing the slap chop to someone's face. That's some mafia
he's so
thing.
So official.
Use this towel. It's like a chamois. It's like a towel. It's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't work wet. This works.
So one of my coworkers has a ShamWow. She said it works, but it doesn't work like as great as they make it seem on the commercial.
It's just a chamois. Liquid.
Look at this. It just does the work. Why do you want to work twice as hard? Doesn't trip.
Well, describe why. Did she say why it doesn't work as great as it does?
Well, she said like it still does clean up water or like any type of.
I mean,
but like she said, you have to go over it like more than one time.
So it's just a glorified paper towel.
Yeah, pretty much. And then also the other funny thing that we think of at work in this commercial, he says like it's made by the Germans. You know, they know how to make stuff good. And then like
Nazis
but the funny the funniest thing is that her sister like lives in Germany.
Yeah.
And she asked her sister like, hey, have you ever heard of ShamWow? Because she like, you know, she lives in Germany. You think she would know?
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, what is that? And she had to like show her.
Made by the Germans.
But I just think it's funny that she had no idea. Of course, there's only one person in Germany, but still, it's like her sister's up to date on this stuff.
Which do you think is the better invention? Was it the slap chop or the ShamWow?
I think neither of them are really a great invention.
I think actually,
if you had to choose one.
I think the slap chop actually, I think, is like a greater invention because that's more useful.
Enough of
this. Oh, and also, I like this part in the commercial where he talks about like
the mini ShamWows are for everything, for everyday.
He says
use.
Like for towels,
this
you can spend
10 years,
so
this lasts
money.
A week. I don't know, it sells itself. The ShamWow sells for $19.95, but you get one for the house, one for the car, two for the kitchen and bathroom. But if you call now, within the next 20 minutes, because we can't do this all day, we'll give you a second.
You can't do it all day.
Dude, didn't he just say that in the other one? He can't do this all day. Apparently he does do it all day, man. That's what he does.
No, but there's a part in it.
You get a 10-year warranty.
A 10-year
warranty on your piece of crap towel.
On your ultra towel, basically.
You can go to Auto Mart or whatever the fuck they call the store, and you can buy that damn thing for $4 for a pack of 10.
But
he holds
last.
Up like a regular paper towels and he says something like in a month you'll be able to spend like $20 on paper towels and then he like throws it over and then he's like, well, ShamWow, you can get all of these ShamWows for it's a 10-year guarantee for like $20. But I'm like, dude, who spends like $20 or $30 on paper towels a month?
Nobody.
Like you'd have to have like a family of like 8 or 6 to
You'd
have that.
You'd have to use paper towels for everything.
I mean, I sort of do use a lot of paper towels. Those
yeah, but
the
you
best
don't.
Ones.
I don't know. I don't think
either that
use,
or I steal a whole bunch.
Do you really
from, like,
use like $20 to $30 of paper towels?
Well,
a month?
How much does a pack cost?
A big pack, the big like price club pack of paper towels.
Yeah,
that's like $10 for like 10 rolls.
I know. I might use that much.
You don't use.
I don't know.
You should get a ShamWow then.
A ShamWow. Why is it gotta be yellow though? I don't want it to be yellow.
You should tell him that.
Or yellowish orange.
Well, like I said, go to your, you know.
They also have white ones for the kitchen.
Go to the auto store and, you know, go to the cleaning aisle. They'll have the same damn things for less money.
All right.
So who is your pick for WrestleMania Diva?
I just said it's Sunny.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. I was too busy with the ShamWow. All right,
here we go. Next one on the list. We'll start with you, Carolyn. Your prediction for the Money in the Bank ladder match for WrestleMania 25. Predictions.
Okay. Prediction
now.
Who's in it? CM
all
Punk.
All these guys here.
Wait, let's name the names. CM Punk.
Here we go from left to right. CM Punk, Mark Henry, Kane, the gold standard.
Shelton Benjamin.
Benjamin. Who's that? Oh,
Christian. Kofi Kingston.
MVP and Finley. When did Finley get in that? What?
Who knows when these people. But I can tell you who it's going to be right now.
Wait, hold it off. Carolyn goes first, and then we'll continue to you.
Okay, let me think. Okay, could be Chris.
I remember, like, CM Punk won last year, right? He won last year.
Yeah. Mark Henry's on my short list.
Mark Henry should not have a job. Kane has been embarrassed for several years on the WWE.
Well, they could push Kofi, though.
Shelton Benjamin now is apparently the Black Parade.
The Black Parade.
Christian just came from TNA. Kofi Kingston is actually from Ghana. MVP just came off of a losing streak. Now he's sort of winning. And Finley trained the female wrestlers. All right, your choice.
Oh, this is a tough one. You know, I do like CM Punk personally, but I don't think he's going to win 2 years in a row. But I guess my final... Okay, now we're left with the Black Parade, Shelton Benjamin. We call him the Black Parade because, first of all, he's black, and then he dyed his hair, like, goldish color, kind of like Gerard Way from, like, My Chemical Romance, a.k.a. the Black Parade, during that time period.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, oh, he is the Black Parade. So my top three for winning this match is no particular order, but I'm trying to narrow it down. Is the Black Parade, Shelton Benjamin, Christian, and Kofi Kingston. The only reason why I include Kofi is, like, maybe they're trying to push him like CM Punk last year.
Wait a minute. There's only supposed to be one winner, which is...
No, I know. I'm trying to think. I don't know. It's really hard.
All right, then.
Like, I don't know.
Are we going to have to skip you? Then who do you want to win? Who do you want? Okay.
Christian.
So you want Christian to win. Okay.
Wait, are we doing this by who we want to win, or who do we...
Who do we think...
Oh, I want Christian then.
Okay, then
Christian.
All right, what about you, Huzzard?
Well,
David Huzzard.
I think you look at the, you know, CM Punk isn't going to win 2 years in a row. Mark Henry sucks. Kane, you know,
Kane. He doesn't.
He's Kane.
He holds a title for at least a week.
Shelton Benjamin apparently now has a title, but
but who knew?
Who knew? He's a glorified jobber now. Yeah, Finley's not going to win. He's just there to make the match look good because
he likes to fight.
Yeah, Mark Henry and Kane.
I love to fight.
And then, you know, MVP. He might win, but I doubt it. It's either going to be Kofi Kingston or Christian who's going to win, and I don't think they're ready to push Kofi Kingston at this point. So I think Christian's gonna win.
For me, out of all these guys, again, yeah, CM Punk just had a great year. Mark Henry, I don't really care. I can't picture him climbing a ladder.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be the weirdest visual of my whole entire life. Shelton Benjamin, they've never given a crap about, and they're probably just giving him a belt because of Bobby Lashley suing them or something like that. But he's still a great performer.
Yeah, he's like, we must need a black person to win.
Kofi Kingston. I mean, I don't believe that he's going to win. He's a good performer, blah, 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 blah.
They might not push him right
now. My tie, again, it is between Christian and MVP. Now, from what I hear, Vince McMahon doesn't give a flying shit about Christian. Like, he cares less about Christian than, like, dog crap. So, it might go to MVP. I'm thinking that MVP is going to win this one this year.
Well, I didn't know that gossip about Vince.
Well, I mean, but I think it's going to be between those two. It's either one of those two, but... From the way the MVP storyline has been going on recently, how he just came off of a losing streak and now he's winning again, this would make sense for that. I haven't watched SmackDown in a long time, but there you go.
Speaking of MVP, can I just say something about wrestling that really irritated me this week?
Okay.
Okay. MVP, in the first episode of SmackDown in the year 2009, MVP had a match with Cesaro. And Cesaro was making his debut.
Describe who Cesaro is for people. Do you know who Cesaro is?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay, well, he was a wrestler that was only promoted for, like, 2 weeks. Like, you know, they did, like, his whole promotion, like, Cesaro's coming to SmackDown.
What's his gimmick?
And he's like a circus freak. And, like, maybe we should play his theme music when he comes out.
You talk, I'll go find him.
But he, like, or you can play his promo. Like, his promos had, like, I guess they were kind of... filmed like at some type of carnival thing, and he talks all like carnival talk.
Joe, you know what this is? You know what this is?
What are you holding up something?
If they you know, promoted a guy, well, I mean, you said they only promoted him for 2 weeks instead of like a year and a half, but blood runs cold.
Like Glacier.
No, okay, so then I was like all happy. I was like, yes, Cesaro, like, I'm totally into like that sideshow freak carnival character, you know? And like he's all crazy and stuff. And then, like, they had, during his promos, they had, like, sword swallowers and, like, fire breathers and stuff. It was all, like, circusy and all cool. It's, like, it's totally up my alley. Then he had...
I was like, what were you going to say?
He had his match with, like, MVP, and it was, like, an okay match. Like, you know, I'm not going to say it was the greatest thing ever, but it was, like, it is what it was. But then, like, you know, he just got fired last week. And that, like, he never even really was given, like, a real try. Like, he only was on TV for 4 minutes.
All right, let's throw this promo out.
This is in tribute.
From the long-lost Kazarni.
Member of the Oddities. At one point in time or something.
See, if Huzzard doesn't
My name is Kazarni.
Actually, I did see this program.
Okay.
Tiazu, Tiazah, Kiazarnival. Liazots, Yizov, Yizan. My name is Kazarni.
All right, there you go. So what were
no
your...
No more
what
Kazarni.
What are your impressions?
Well, that he looks like a Cat Jericho thing.
Cat Jericho?
Like he has, like, whiskers and stuff, and he's basically using Ebonics, but he's white, and his name is actually just Carney.
But that's not supposed to be Ebonics, though. Isn't it supposed to be sort of like, it's carnival talk, I believe.
Yeah.
Carney talk.
Carney.
Like pig Latin Carney talk.
And he's Canadian. He is friends with Edge, Christian, and Rhino.
That is true.
The Canadian collection of greatness.
Maybe they didn't really fire him, but they just repackaged
him. Oh, he's gone.
Him.
He's gone.
Yeah, he got fired. But, like, when I watched his first match with MVP, I wasn't like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, he had a good gimmick, but he didn't seem to have that
Sin.
Wow. What?
Here's his opening.
Is he someone like Dean?
He was Sin, I think, in TNA.
Oh, Sin was a crappy wrestler anyway.
Oh, he was?
MVP. MVP's going to win the Money in the Bank. That's what's going to happen.
Man, it's like they didn't even give him a try.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
I mean, really, like,
I don't know. I kind of thought, like, his character was cool. Now he's just like, they didn't, like, use him properly. At least give him, like, another try. How often does that happen in WWE where, like, a guy's on for, like, just one match?
It happens quite a bit when they do stupid gimmicks like that.
Aw.
I mean, like, it really happens
that
whenever
gimmick
they...
wasn't stupid. That gimmick was cool, and I was into it.
It really
also, they did that with the pirate, but they gave the pirate at least more
this
of a chance.
This happened years ago to me. Years ago.
To you?
Years. All right. There was... I forget the guy's name, but he kept getting gimmicks again and again. He was still employed by the WWE, but he came out, and he was Salvatore Sincere. No, it was Waylon Mercy. Waylon Mercy. The coolest damn gimmick ever.
What was his gimmick?
I forget what it was.
Well,
it's not very memorable.
Dude, he was a guy from, like, the swamps or something like that, wasn't he?
No, he was like a guy that everyone...
That was Dan Spivey.
Yeah, Dan Spivey. Dangerous Dan Spivey. He's basically... All his promos were like, all people are in pain and he's going to put them out of their misery.
Yeah.
He's going to bring mercy to the people. And so he was just this big guy that wore a wife beater and white jeans and came out... And just, like, had a cross on his head and just beat the crap out of people. He was basically a thug, was his style.
Yeah.
And he just beat him and, like, curb stomped him in the ring. And it was just vicious. And it was awesome. And then he was gone. Then he was gone.
All
know?
I know is that this is how my solution to this whole Kazarni thing is. TNA should pick up Kazarni and then...
They already picked him up. He was in there before. Yeah. He was in TNA before OVW.
No, but as Kazarni. I want him as Kazarni.
Well, he's
like
always
as the circus carnival freak.
Well, he always is sort of like that. It's just like they just named him Kazarni. His gimmick is always similar to that.
So now does WWE own that word Kazarni?
Yeah, they own it. That's probably the reason why they changed it.
Oh, that stinks. See, because but I think that Kazarni could reappear in TNA.
Yeah, but TNA sort of sucks now.
Well,
there's no Sanjay Dutt.
Because that's what I'm getting at. So Sanjay Dutt just got let go from TNA.
Not just, but like 2 weeks, three weeks ago
recent,
now.
But it's still, recent enough within this past month. And, and we are actually pretty close to Sanjay Dutt, but I'm kind of just disappointed in the whole thing. So what I'm saying is that WWE
should hire instead of Sanjay Dutt?
No, WWE, see, basically they switch. Since Sanjay just left TNA, Sanjay should go to WWE, and Kazarni just go to TNA. So just switch off.
I think
it would make me happy, because then I'd both be able to see them on TV. That's all.
That's cool.
What do you think about that?
I think
that
would be good.
It's a good solution.
I would actually, like, for some reason, if an idea long ago that I think that they should team up Sanjay Dutt with MVP. I don't know why, but for some reason, because they both wear like the do-rag, you know what I mean? That I think
it kind of works.
That they can sort of like, now that, you know, and now that Sanjay Dutt sort of, you know, he's added more muscle to him, that he can, I don't know, they can sort of play off the same character, and they both sort of have that sort of like a gangster-ish thing going on, you know?
I think they have like a little bit of street to them.
Yeah, I think they can still work, and he still wears the do-rag and all that.
Sanjay has one gigantic flaw against him.
His height?
No. It's that he's always going to have an Indian stereotype. He's either going to be a terrorist,
but that's not like,
or like some other Indian thing. You know, if they really want to play the Indian stereotype, they should have him be.
I like this music when you're talking.
They should have him be some sort of salesman.
There he is.
At some.
There he is.
They should have him be some sort of salesman.
Joe has a picture of me on the screensaver, you know? With me and.
And you know, you always go to like Macy's or the Verizon store.
Wait, I totally lost. You're talking about Sanjay Dutt, now you're talking about Macy's. What happened? Go back.
His gimmick should be, he's an Indian salesman. All right.
Are you crazy? What?
And then he knows he's always trying to sell people
like
stuff.
Like a marketplace, like something from Hercules, a legendary church.
No. Like from when you go to Macy's or to the Verizon store. All right, I got a Bluetooth thing for my BlackBerry.
Uh huh.
Okay, I went there to buy the thing to the Verizon store. I go in, and they say, "Oh, this guy can help you." So he's trying to help me, and he's like, "This one's very good, sir. You like very much. If you don't like, you bring back." I'm like, "Now, why would I like it?" So I asked him that question. He's like, "You don't like, you bring back." I'm like, "What about this one that's only $10 more? Is it, you know, any better?" He's like, "You try this one. You like it very much. You don't like it, you bring it
you
back.
You bring it back."
I'm like, is that all you know? Those are the only words they taught you.
What happened? Did you bring it back?
No, I bought it and it was fine. It worked.
Well, there you go. Dude, that's a good sales pitch. You don't like it? Then bring it back.
But
why not?
Then you go to Macy's.
Wait, is this going to join
the
new gimmick?
How is this relating to
this? It's an Indian stereotype that they will always try to like sell you stuff. Even if it's not really that good of a deal, they'll tell you it's a very good deal.
That's like when my mom is like, "Eat it. It's good." Yeah. It's good. No matter what, you're like, "It looks like it's alive. It's good. It's good alive."
Like you go to Macy's, and Macy's has their credit card, and their salesmen are told to push the credit card on you. These Indian people won't let you leave the store until you get the credit card. You cannot buy your stuff from them. You have to go to JCPenney's and buy the same exact thing that you were going to buy at Macy's, because some Indian wouldn't let you leave the store because you didn't want to get 10% off, because you didn't want to sign up for their credit card.
Now, how would you turn this into a wrestling gimmick?
He would be going up to people in the back. Like, he'd go up to Chris Jericho, and he'd say, "Chris Jericho, I have new tights for you. Very good deal. You buy. You like. You don't like, you return." And then Chris Jericho would be like, "No, I don't want new tights. I like the tights I have." He's like, "You don't like? You return. Buy now. Very good deal." And then Chris Jericho started to walk away. 10% off! Buy now! Buy now! And then Chris Jericho would just punch him in the face. And then, you know, they'd have a match later that night.
Just like how he punched that girl.
Yeah. That would, you know, be the gimmick, because he would go bother people trying to sell them stuff and try to oversell. And then they'd just beat him up and they'd have a match.
But also, like,
what else would he do in the ring, man?
I just think that, like, they need Sanjay because, like, in the write-up for, like, one of the shows recently, I put, like, because... like, Indian is in. Ever heard of Slumdog Millionaire? It's kind of like, in a way, like, Indian is really in right now.
Indian is in. So, I still stand by my teaming of him with MVP. I don't know why, but it looked like it could work, you know?
Well, if they could have an Italian guy play a Middle Eastern guy, exactly. They could have an Indian guy play some other thing.
Get that guy with the unibrow.
Oh, Santino. Yeah,
no,
see,
Santino worked, with Tish.
That would work well. Yeah, him with Santino. I think Santino is awesome. He hasn't spoken in a long time. All right, let's go over our next one. Our next one is
Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker.
All right, what do you think is going to happen on this one?
This one's an interesting one, because they're both old. They both should retire, or should already be retired. The Undertaker has his little WrestleMania streak, which was meaningless up until, you know, a couple years ago. Shawn Michaels wants to be the guy that breaks it, but.
And Shawn Michaels has already been ending careers and stuff at WrestleMania. They had an awesome match at that one Royal Rumble. They can work a good match together.
Yes. So it should be. They were in the very first ever Hell in the Cell.
Hell in the Cell, yeah, exactly.
So who knows?
They both can swing a hell of a chair.
Could go either way.
I know there's going to be a chair shot at least once in that match.
But you know,
do you like
in
this picture how the lighting is off on both of them? Yeah. Do you notice how WWE does that?
I think that actually
all wrestling.
That the Undertaker's streak will not end until it's at 20. So I'm going to say the Undertaker's going to win.
All right, what do you say, Carolyn?
Undertaker.
I'm going to go with Shawn Michaels, man. I think Shawn Michaels is going to end it, dude. It's WrestleMania 25. It might as well be the 20. You know what I mean? But it's like, if Shawn Michaels can't defeat the Undertaker...
All right, I got a new prediction.
Who is going to defeat
Undertaker? I got a new prediction.
Okay.
They're going to bullshit you.
Will you count, double count out?
No. Undertaker's going to lose by a disqualification or some sort of bullshit. Where he's going to lose, but it's going to be in a terrible way. And it's going to be one of those things that's just going to piss you off.
Like how?
Like if the Undertaker's going to lose, you know, his big long streak, wouldn't you want to just see him, you know, lose? Not, you know, Shawn Michaels get counted out or Shawn Michaels hit him with a chair and disqualified.
Do you think this is going to be more of like a technical wrestling match or is it going to be just a brawl?
I think it's going to be... I think the way they should do it is that the Undertaker brawls and Shawn Michaels tries to be technical. And then the Undertaker every now and then goes and does his like little triangle choke, you know, the blowjob thing. What?
Is that, what is that? Because Lance Storm was talking about that. I forget what it was called.
Like, teabags the guy.
The Googleada choke or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Triangle choke.
Yeah, yeah, what? Basically. But I think, I mean, like, to me, I think Undertaker probably won't make it up to 20.
What is he's too
what
old.
Is he, what
man.
Is he, 16? Like the streak? 16
yeah, he's at
wins?
16. I mean, he's
not. He's not gonna make
how
it.
How old is he anyway?
And also, like, he doesn't have good knees or back or anything. I think Shawn Michaels is gonna win.
I think you know it's gonna be like you know he's gonna if he wins this one, the next time you see him wrestle will be WrestleMania 26.
But I like the thing is I don't. Yeah, it's one match a year. But like I don't want anyone else to beat him. Like who else would if it's not Shawn then who? It better not be fucking Under or Hulk Hogan.
You know who it's gonna be. You know who it's gonna be.
Better
it's
fucking
two people.
Not be Triple H.
It's Triple H or Cena.
It's going to be Triple H or Vince McMahon.
No, it's going to be Triple H and Cena and Vince McMahon. They'll all beat him at the same time just to fuck with you.
Dude, Cena's not up to that level. I don't think he can do it, but like... That would make me hate Triple H so bad. And fucking... If he's... Remember how when Undertaker... Well, not Undertaker, but Kevin Nash booked himself to end Goldberg streak? I was like, of course. He's the fucking booker. Kevin Nash is the booker. He writes this shit. Of course he's going to end a Goldberg
you know,
streak.
Who, like, neither of them are still around. But Stone Cold or The Rock.
It would have been nice if it was, like, one of those.
Yeah, but, you know, Rock's never coming back, and Stone Cold is, who knows.
Oh, did you see The Rock on Saturday Night Live, Hazard?
No, I didn't.
It's good.
Yeah, he's good. All right, let's skip to this one. All right, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy.
Ooh.
Jeff Hardy's winning that.
Jeff. Yeah, Jeff. Jeff's just more entertaining, and Matt, I'd want him to win.
Matt has no mic skills, and...
Neither does Jeff, really.
Well, Jeff has gotten better mic skills, at least.
Terry, no!
Dude, that was 1999. He can't have the... He's doing a little better. He's like, yeah! And I'm gonna be the champion! Who? You almost run me off the car, man! What the hell?
Just Harvey.
I just feel that... Matt Hardy, I don't know. Matt Hardy's, to me, he's always going to just stay at a certain level. He hasn't done anything to be like, wow, dude, he's a superstar. But at least Jeff Hardy, like, he's put on great matches, man.
He's still the next Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, basically.
He'll never be anything more than the next Shawn Michaels.
Until Shawn Michaels retires.
What
Jeff
if he
Hardy.
Does surpass Shawn Michaels?
He will never be anything more than the next Shawn Michaels. He will be always be potential.
I know
and
that,
nothing more.
I remember everyone was expecting the person that, that. Did the hit and run to Jeff was supposed to be Christian. And then I think they might have changed it because the internet knew. Like, there's so much on the internet that it was supposed to be Christian that they chanted for Christian in the beginning of that match between Edge and Jeff Hardy at Royal Rumble. So I think they changed and made it Matt. All right, next one.
Yeah.
World Heavyweight Champion Edge versus John Cena versus Big Show triple threat match.
John Cena's going to win that one.
I want to see Edge win.
Yeah, you want to, but you're not going to. This season, yeah, like,
I know. It's okay for Edge to lose. You know what I mean? Because Edge can lose. John Cena just doesn't look like a... And he has a new movie that's coming out. You can't make him look bad with the new movie.
No, he's going to win.
He's wearing a freaking hat in his picture. When your gimmick
is
your hat.
Look at Edge's smile. It's all twisted.
Yeah.
But like without showing any teeth.
Edge is definitely the better performer. The performer line, it goes Edge... Big Show and John Cena. That's how good the performers go. Who, I mean, who's everyone's vote? I want Edge to win.
I want Edge to win.
But John Cena is going to win that.
Yeah, Cena's already won. He's already beaten Triple H, too, in the next match. All right, even though he's not in it.
Here's the main event. The Triple H against Randy Orton. I thought this was a great angle until Triple H. I knew when Randy Orton was kicking everyone's heads off in the McMahon family that Triple H is going to come in. And then as soon as that angle, you know, got going, it became predictable for me.
Hold on. Look at the picture that below the WWE shop one. Look at how like ripped and cut Triple H looks. He does not look like that.
Yeah, what the hell is with that, man?
And Cena looks actually how he looks. Triple H looks like a comic
it's
book
called Photoshop.
God thing.
It's called Photoshop.
Yeah, man, he looks like
it's not even Photoshop. That's like a graphic design of Triple H.
You know, like in superhero books, they always like outline all the muscles and the abs and stuff like that. That's what it looks like Triple H, dude.
Personally, I really am not a big, huge Triple H fan or Randy Orton fan. But the thing is, to me, is like Randy Orton, he's very special in the way that he walks down towards the ring.
Look at the banner at it. Jesus Christ Superstar on the other. What is
does this make sense? Next to the King of Kings.
Maybe that's why they do that advertising.
Orton's going to win.
You agree with me how Orton, like, for some reason, for the past few months, the way he's been walking down towards the ring, it's like very... It takes talent to walk that slow and like walk and look like a snake like that. Like he walks super slow, but then at the same time it's like fast.
They're gonna remake the Jungle Book with Randy Orton.
How do they like? How does he walk like that? It looks like he's very snake-like.
He is full on in his character.
But
it's
like in a way kind of like the Bible too. It's like
did you say like the Bible?
Yeah, because you know that serpent.
It's Jesus versus the snake.
That's what it is. It's like the serpent.
Jesus versus the devil, right here.
And of course. Triple H is like, I'm the King of Kings.
Yes, Triple H is Jesus.
Yes, five days,
Randy Orton
man.
is the devil.
Serpent. Yeah. It's kind of true, but I mean, I personally don't like either.
Are we really describing? This is a battle. This is the real battle between heaven and hell, and Triple H is representing heaven, and hell is represented by Randy Orton.
See, and also, I don't like Randy Orton because, like, I know it's like his character, whatever, but like he spits on people, and he just is like a total idiot, and I don't like Randy Orton, but then there's something compelling about his character because he plays the evil so well.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
that's really, it's
like
really
he's,
good.
He's just straight up evil, and like, but like, it's entertaining to watch. But then from like a human aspect, I'm like, I don't like you because you're so evil.
Now I'm tied between two of my favorite heels right now. It's either Randy Orton, because he's basically put over a kick to the head, like as like the most dangerous move there is.
Well, think about it. If someone actually kicked you in your temple, you would probably either be dead or in a coma.
Exactly.
It's gonna hurt.
But I like it. I'm torn, and he's gone full on with the character, and he looks like he's made out of plastic now. It's crazy. Like he glosses mm-hmm. every bit of his body. I'm like, what the fuck,
like a
man?
Snake, like a slithering snake.
Yeah,
like slithering snake.
He has all those tattoos on his arms that make it look like reptilian. It's either that or Jericho, but Jericho is awesome.
Jericho's way better than Orton.
Now what match is Jericho in? Anyway?
See, that's the thing. It's not decided yet. He might be facing a legend because he's bad-mouthing all the legends so far. And he has an altercation.
He's supposed to face Ram Jam.
He's not going to do it, though. But he's going to... Don't we call him Ram Jam? Is that his wrestling name, Ram Jam? Ram Jam. Awesome movie, by the way. I love the wrestler.
Wait, what is this legend voting result?
Huh, that might be something for...
Well, checking it out. Wait, so what is your guys' pick? Orton?
I said Orton's going to win.
Triple H.
I'll just be different and say Triple H because he's booking himself.
I don't know. Like,
Randy
okay,
Orton,
I think that Orton is going to win strictly based on just character performance.
He has to win. Triple H doesn't need
those aren't
win.
Legends. They throw John Cena and Batista in with like Bret Hart and Jake the Snake Roberts. And
so Bret Hart has 59%. Cena has 23%. Batista 10. Jake the Snake 7. And JBL 1.
All right, so
no one cares about JBL, but right, Joe likes JBL.
So the final match of WrestleMania that we're going to decide on that's not listed is Chris Jericho against some legend, and possibly Mickey Rourke is going to show up and pull like a Mike Tyson. I think Jericho is going to win. I want Jericho to win because Jericho is awesome, but it's not going to happen.
Well, it depends on who the legend is.
Wait, what is this 5-week recap?
I mean, it would be great if it was Hogan. It would be awesome. It would be a great payoff if it is Hogan, because who else would get that big of a pop. There's teasing that it might be Lawler, but who gives a fuck about Lawler, really?
No one cares. You know, it's going to be somebody.
Well, yeah, it's going to be somebody. Yeah,
I mean, it's not going to be...
Do you want to watch a preview of any of these matches?
You know,
no, you got to pay for it.
You know, think about how big of a letdown it would be. If they're going to have a legend come out, then all of a sudden, Sergeant Slaughter comes out.
Yeah, that would be completely gay.
I mean, it would even be a letdown if it was Ric Flair.
It might be Flair, but Flair does not want to be associated with that.
It's got to be either, you know, Hogan, Sting, or
Jake the Snake,
Macho Man.
Dude, if it was Macho Man, that's even better. If it was Macho Man, can you imagine that?
If it was Macho Man, has a DVD coming out soon.
That's true. Yes, that is true. It'd be a perfect time for his DVD to come out. I'd be all for Macho Man showing up. That'd be the greatest surprise of my life. If I was completely baffled, I'm like, who's gonna be? And all of a sudden it goes, ooh, yeah! Dun, dun, dun. The whole world would just erupt. Everyone would be like, Bonesaw's ready, dude!
Bonesaw!
That would be the best moment in the whole WrestleMania, right there. Just hearing that music.
Like, Macho Man. I want Macho Man to be there. That'd be awesome. It drops the elbow and like caves in Chris Jericho's ribs like he did Little Nate. That's what I'm for. See,
but everyone always talks about the problem between Vince McMahon and all these wrestlers. And I can tell you one thing. Money solves all problems.
Yeah, he's a businessman. Vince McMahon is a hardcore businessman. He knows how to do that.
I mean, and if you were mad at someone, Joe, you said, I'm not working for this son of a bitch ever again. And they came up to you and said, Joe, I'll give you $2 million.
I'd be like, well, what problem? Do I have to talk to him? I think my vote is him. If Jericho either against... I mean, I think it might be Hogan, but if it's not, I want it to be Macho Man. Because who else is really a legend? It can't be anyone I've already seen that on the show. It can't be Snuka, Piper, Flair, Malenko, I guess. I don't know if Malenko is there. I'm not sure. Better not be Malenko. That's what Malenko and Jericho. That's how Jericho became a heel when they were feuding, right?
Yeah.
WCW.
Yeah, back with the list of 1,004 holds.
Yeah.
What's up? I was on the internet. I missed everything you guys said.
Did you find the internet?
I found
the
internet.
End of the internet.
I was at the end of the internet, and all I saw was nothing. All I saw was all these people just. Blah 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 blah, and then it all turned to black. And it blew up. The internet was like, I had enough of all you.
I think to me right now, Orton is the best heel in wrestling, but I'm enjoying Chris Jericho the most.
Yes.
Because he can at least, his matches are enjoyable as matches, because Orton's matches are all full of psychology.
But even like, look at how Jericho walks down to the ring too.
Yeah, that's even,
it's like,
I want to see if I can find him.
But this is like undescribable on the radio. It's one of those things that people have to look for themselves. If you haven't already known.
But I can at least, you can find Jericho talking. I don't know. I don't want to look it up. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, you do.
Because he has, it's him, it's Jericho what? And Mickey Rourke.
On Larry King.
Chris Jericho as Jericho.
In the wrestler, and he's already won the Golden Globe.
Because he goes and says, like, you're disrespect. I don't care about you.
Well, what?
Mickey, not really a challenge. I think Mickey kind of talked a little bit out of line. It's not a challenge. I'm just answering. There's a lot of a difference between actually being one in real life.
In WrestleMania.
And I think Mickey was given some bad advice in saying my name on the red carpet. And if you get your wish, Mr. Rourke, you will not be. You will learn things that you never learned in playing a wrestler in a movie.
Yeah. Mr. Rourke, you may counter.
I'm hearing what the man say. Listen, I was visiting his world. He does his thing.
Mickey Rourke.
He does his thing very well, and perhaps I did put my foot in my mouth. And
look at Jericho's face.
Respect for him. Would I wrestle him?
Yeah.
He's like, I respect you.
If
I don't respect
you. If it was up to me,
you would.
It's not my world. You know, I was a professional fighter. Would I box him in a boxing ring or a bare knuckle match? Yeah. Wrestling, that's his world. That's what this man does.
Well, do you think you...
A boxing match, huh? Bare knuckle match. Interesting, Mr. Rourke. That's very interesting.
That might be the match.
I think you should have thought before you spoke. Be careful what you wish for, Mr. Rourke. It may come true.
Well, listen, all the best to you at WrestleMania on the 5th in Houston, brother.
Hey, I do respect what you did in the movie, The Wrestler, Mickey. Like I said, I think the performance was immaculate. But like I said, I think you went you offended me. And that's the last thing you want to do is offend Chris Jericho, believe me. Because you may have respect for me and respect for my world. I don't have respect for you.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh.
I really don't.
Well, I'm going to take the high road, brother, and just wish you all the best and do your thing.
Oh, man. Wait, wouldn't that be cool to see them have, like, this whole boxing match?
I mean...
Well, you know, the coolest thing would be if Mickey Rourke stapled Jericho.
Yeah.
Because in the movie, you know, like when the guy asked him that question, it's like, have you ever taken a staple before? It's like, what's your answer to that? It's like...
Yeah, or no.
It's like, no, why would I? And the guy's like... Because he, you know, you can tell he thinks the hardcore match is something completely different, where he's in, like, the dollar store just, like, bopping people on the head with, like, crap that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, like, someone wants to staple you. I mean, and you're making, like, shit money in some, like, independent wrestling thing.
Like, 30
and someone's
bucks.
Gonna staple you.
You know what's hilarious? That, like, when I was hosting the Best of Project Resolution, that was gonna be my first idea, was I was gonna have someone staple me. Like, staple something on me, like the winner.
Why?
Because it would have been awesome.
Then you probably realize
because it doesn't really hurt that much. Or I was gonna put, it wasn't gonna be loaded, and people were gonna be like, oh, and I was like, ah, I got you, you bitch. You bitch. That's what I mean. That would have been awesome if I did that. I enjoyed the wrestler whole munch, the whole munch. But
that movie was good. It was my top three. But actually, I'm thinking about changing it to top two, but then I can't put it against Batman. No. Dark Knight.
I just can't put...
But see, okay, because last year, I don't think I announced this on the radio show, but I did announce it on Facebook. My top three movies of 2008. Wall-E, number one. Number two, The Dark Knight. And number three, The Wrestler.
So I think that's a good top three. Because I think when you get...
Dude, we're about to open up a whole can of worms at the end of the show. It's going to be sort of hard to finish this off.
Well, let me just say, when you get away from 2008,
yeah.
When you get to, like, 2018, and you look back, and they're just releasing Wall-E from the Disney vault, and everyone remembers...
That damn vault.
Back from the vault!
Everyone remembers The Dark Knight, because they've just made... You know, Batman 5, you know.
And then they'll put out a 10th
Batman
anniversary.
5.
Yeah, Batman 5.
We just made Batman 5.
No, I mean like the fifth one of the redoing. Or whatever. they made some other, you know, Dark Knight movie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'll have, what was the other, the Wrestler, maybe, you know, they'll show that on AMC every now and then. But people will probably remember that movie.
Yeah.
You know, you think about, you know, there's probably, you know, of the big releases, an average of 3 a week during the course of a year for 52 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a shitload of movies.
There's mm-hmm. I mean, and there's more in the indie scene, too.
Yeah,
like even
and
more.
How many movies are really remembered from an individual year? Maybe 3 or 4?
5 at the most.
Yeah. Just, that's, you know, those are 3 good movies I think time will probably remember.
Which one do you think people will not remember out of those 3?
The Wrestler would be the most likely to not be remembered.
Because wrestling is always looked down upon like that, and no matter what. Normal people are just going to be like, oh, that's fake. And I'm like, fuck you.
It's probably some movie you don't even think of. Is I was
what
watching
if, like,
Lawrence of Arabia. Never seen it. Everyone's
like,
always talking about it.
Everyone's going to be like, Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
I didn't see Benjamin Button.
Is back. I was watching on Spike TV Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, when that movie came out, I went and saw it. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was, like, that great or that bad.
With Josh Hartnett?
Yeah. But then I watched it again. I was like, damn, this movie's intense. And, you know,
freaking Ridley Scott, man.
And then I looked at what won the Academy Award for that year. It was A Beautiful Mind. No one talks about that movie anymore.
Some people do.
But do they talk about Black Hawk Down?
Yes. Shown on TV like every week.
I think both of those movies are still talked about. I don't think people forgot about A Beautiful Mind.
I haven't seen it on TV for a long time.
Should we continue this next show?
Yeah, we should probably have a whole show on time.
Wait, what? A show on time?
Time and the effects of time on...
On movies.
Yes.
All right.
Like the longevity
of, yeah, of movies. Okay. Yes. We'll put that to the test. We'll end the show right now. Thank you, Hudrick, for joining on this one. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you.
All right.
See you next week, folks.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Have a good time whenever you're watching this, and subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes, we're
and
finally
check out
on
the
iTunes.
check out the websites, and
See ya.
See you next week.
Bye. Blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood. I'm the kind of human wreck that you love.